Good afternoon. This is Mark Ulbrich stepping in for Mike McFeely, who is on his way to Philadelphia in the Frozen Four. So I guess there's something happening, what, tomorrow, Pinto, in Philadelphia?
Yeah, some hockey game, I guess.
Some hockey thing?
Yeah. Catching wind about it right now.
That's, you know.
I had no idea.
I thought he was going to see Liberty Bell, maybe through the Rocky.
Through the Rocky thing, yeah. Was it Philly cheesesteak? Is that what they make there? It does sound good.
That sounds good. So did Mike already tease you about your shorts or not?
No. Are you going to pull? He hasn't yet, so you bring it up.
I am. Pinto's wearing shorts.
But it's 72 right now on the temperature gauge in the studio.
Really? Inside?
Well, in the studio, the gauge that reads outside temperature says 72 outside.
72 degrees.
Yes.
First 70-degree day of the year. I'm feeling good. You feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
You recharged? Ready for spring? Ready for summer?
Yeah, I got recharged when we kind of had that first warm day, and then all of a sudden it went away. It was like a 45-degree day, and then it just went away for a couple weeks, and now I'm feeling back in it.
You getting the garden ready?
I have no garden.
You have no garden?
I have a small patio. I live in an apartment, so I have a small patio.
I've got some
patio.
Tomatoes and peppers for you.
Okay.
I went and bought 3 packs of tomato seeds.
Okay.
And every one of them took. So I got like 140 tomato
really?
Plants in the basement.
And yes. I love garden tomatoes.
Well, there you go. I'll bring you some.
Perfect.
You going to do the marathon this year?
No.
5K?
Nope. Not doing it.
Not doing nothing?
No.
No? What are you going to do this summer?
Boy, a whole lot of sitting around, I suppose.
Yeah?
Yes.
Out on the patio?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Well, this is Mark Ulbrich stepping in for Mike McFeely. Thank you, Mike. Gave me a call on Sunday night, said he was heading off to Philadelphia for the Frozen Four. And I have Mayor Dale Ray Williams in the studio today. And I gave the mayor a call right away because I want to celebrate the successes that Moorhead has seen in the last few months. So welcome, Mayor.
Thanks, Mayor.
Yeah. So, how you doing?
I am doing great. It is super fun being mayor of Moorhead.
It is super. There's no, you know, when I got elected 2010, our first meeting was flood prep.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw us in the river. You know, hand us a sandbag and throw us in the river.
So, you know, I've said this before, I really, really appreciate the city council and Mark Voxlin, who had the insight to take 2009's flood and do something about it right away and not just sit about it, worry about it, whine about it, do it.
Good.
Yeah. We're seeing the benefits of it now.
And the economic development is popping over more.
It is. It is. It's a great time to be a mayor right now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You having fun?
I am having
fun.
I read your
article in the FM Extra, which is now becoming the official paper of Moorhead. It's very Moorhead heavy.
It is. And yes. It is actually the official.
And did you
paper.
See that on the ballot for this year, and I'll bring it up later, that Fargo and West Fargo is going to put on the ballot whether they should pull their legals out of the form altogether?
They're going Interesting.
To go, yeah, they might go online. So that would save some money for the municipalities. But
yeah.
The reason I wanted to have you here is to really celebrate what is going on the east side of the river. A couple big things, Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, yep, they're going. I've been there twice now, actually, and they're really busy. People are there, and they're loving it. It's super brand new looking. It has things that the Fargo Sam's does not have, so that's kind of fun, too.
Did you get an autograph from Dante Culpepper or not?
No, you weren't. I left before. He had quite the line going there, starting at 9 o'clock. He wasn't going to be out for about an hour yet, and there was pretty long line even
It's a
before.
Nice store. It really is a nice store. And you know who's really excited about it?
Who's that?
Menards.
Well, yeah, because it's right next door.
Yeah. So I was in there. I was buying some stuff at Menards, and the gals up front there said, we're real excited about Sam's Club opening because they know that the traffic's going to increase there on 28th Avenue.
Oh, sure. You go to Sam's, you go to Menards, you're done.
You're done. Right? Maybe stop over at the new Sanford Clinic.
That's true.
Street, which is opening up when?
End of April. You're going to ask me at the end of April. I was kind of, I'm due for my own physical.
Yeah.
So I kind of like dinked around before I make my appointment because I want to.
You're waiting?
Yeah, I kind of want to.
You're going to bring
I want to do
all,
it there.
You're going to bring all your business over to the Moorhead side?
Well, actually, my doctor is there.
Oh, cool.
I go to the one on 8th Street, and the one on 8th Street are all moving over there. So my doctor, yeah, I didn't change doctors or anything. She moved.
So same question I had to Pinto. Are you going to do some gardening this year?
With all my spare time.
Is that all gone now? The spare time is gone?
It's definitely gone. I didn't have a whole lot of spare time in the first place, but I'm always trying to figure out how I sneak one more thing. And the other thing is, you know, I'm kind of an owl. Yeah. You know, I could be up till 2 a.m. reading or something like that. You know, it's not even 10 and I'm kind of like, my eyes are like, oh, I'm tired.
That's good. They get you up early.
Well, you know, it isn't so much that. It's just my days are just really packed full of stuff.
Good.
And so by the end of the day, I've kind of done the deal.
So yeah. Who are you meeting with on a typical day, Mayor of Moorhead? Who are you meeting with? What are you doing?
You know, it really depends. And that's another weird thing. You know how you make your own appointments, and we'll talk about how I'll do it. I said, sure, I can make my own appointments, and people email me, or they'll talk to me, or whatever. But other people make appointments, too.
For you?
For me. That is just the strangest things. And, you know, I guess I've done it before, because when I had my tax firm, I would have it, too. But I'm sort of always sitting in the same place, and I've been retired for 5 years, so.
Not anymore.
No. Yeah, getting back into it is kind of interesting. So I'm meeting with just regular folk. My meeting after this is with an artist.
An artist?
I'm meeting with groups. An artist. Some things she'd like to do in Moorhead, community art.
Very cool.
I have Shrines, I'm doing Global University. I've done MSUM. I have not done M-State yet.
You have to come over to M-State.
Yeah, so I got you in my...
exciting stuff happening at M-State right now.
And I've done Concordia. I've met with their president. And to me, actually, what's more important, I've been meeting with the students.
Good.
Well,
you better meet with them quick, because they're all looking like Pinto right now. They've got their shorts on. They're looking outside.
And the flip-flops.
Yep. I heard the students today, they said, why don't you call off days like this?
That's true.
It is.
That's
you know,
true.
But I don't think the state would like
well,
it.
Well, you don't have to be a student to be excited about
no,
this.
No, this
though,
is
either.
Fantastic. This is great. One last thing I want to ask you about the success in Moorhead is this new development down on South 8th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And finally looking at something we looked at for years and years, the new Hornbachers.
Yep.
Down on 40th Avenue.
Yep.
And someone asked me today, are we going to get some new restaurants in Moorhead? And I'm guessing that restaurants are part of that development.
They are. That's what we haven't been told which ones, but they have some in play already. And so they'll want to do them in their kind of, you know, how they want to spring a mess on them and stuff.
Now, will
that
be that entire corner then on 8th Street and 40th Avenue, right down by the Reinertsen School there?
Yeah, it's pretty much the whole thing. If you've been to Osgood, that's a big area. It's kind of like that. So there'll be individual businesses. There'll be, of course, the good-sized Hornbachers. And then there'll be like a strip mall component to it that has a good 50,000 square feet itself. So it's a good size.
Well, good
area.
Work, Delray. I mean, these.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah. You know, I had anything to do with it.
Well, this is good. This is good. I mean, you get this kickstart right away when you come into the term.
Yeah, yeah. And in truthfully, you know, there is a number of things in play. Really, I think.
Can you tell us any more? Any breaking news you're gonna?
I can't. I wouldn't do that to businesses. There is something exciting about doing their own announcing and when they're ready. And Wano's a good example. You know, Wano's was not ready, and that became a paper thing when they weren't ready to kind of let that out. And so when circumstances changed for them, then it looked weird, like they're not there, they're coming there. What's the deal? And really that was way too soon. It wasn't their announcement. And the businesses should be able to do it when it's ready and time for them to do it. And so they can have their own hurrahs.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the success of Moorhead. Also going to touch a little bit on some of the challenges and flood control as well. So this is Mark Altmark filling in on the Mike McFeely Show on a gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. This is Mark Altmark stepping in for Mike McFeely on a gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. I've got the mayor of Moorhead here, Del Ray Williams, the Honorable Del Ray Williams. So Del Ray... the power plant is coming down. I drive by that area every day.
Yep. It should be down. Hopefully, it'll start in May and it you know, the weather will make a big difference, but they should be done by June.
Are they going to blow it up? Or are they going to pull it down?
They'll pull it down.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Mike and I wanted to swing on by. we haven't seen a good explosion in Moorhead since the dorms over at MSU went down, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think it is.
No?
That's not what I'm hearing anyway.
Oh. So, the Woodlawn power plant site will be coming over to the city of Moorhead here in the next few months then, by the end of the year?
That what now?
So, it'll become possession of the city of Moorhead by the end of the year then? That's
yeah, well, we own the land already.
You own the land already?
Yeah.
And once the power plant's down, then the city and Moorhead Public Service will make a determination on the use of that site. I've been watching in the newspapers with interest as Moorhead Public Service suggests uses for the property that will ultimately become possession of the city of Moorhead.
And that's okay. They had the power plant there for many years. They have a fondness for the area, a fondness for the neighborhood, want to do right by the neighbors. But city council will have a vote on it. That has to be.
And as you met with MetroCog last year or last month, and you took a look at the riverfront development, that has to be part of the riverfront development plan that you're moving forward.
Yeah, all the green space. It's all kind of parts of it. They don't have that in their plan, but it's more of a general things will happen here, those kinds of things with a river. And April 15th, by the way, is when they will have a public open house starting at 5 o'clock where people can kind of go over, check it out, learn about it. Over at the Elmkomst.
Over at the Elmkomst. Is that for the power plant or is that for the
river? No, that's for the river corridor study.
And Steve Gertz, Councilmember Gertz, brought up a good point. You're going to set aside maybe $90,000 a year for riverfront development on a project that's going to cost $12 million, $20 million to ultimately.
That's their suggestion. And $90,000 for maintenance.
Just for maintenance.
Yeah, that's a maintenance kind of thing.
And so where will that $12 or $20 million come from for the riverfront development itself then?
It could come from a variety of ways. In fact, in their study, they have sort of like a grid of the kinds of places. No doubt the state will be very involved. Trails is a hot issue with the state right now. In fact, we'll become a member of the Minnesota Trails Commission. I'll probably, as Mike Hewlett knows, I'll probably put him on it. he's very interested, and that's kind of his deal. He got a appointment with it from Governor Dayton.
Yep.
And so it makes sense for us to put him as for me to put him on as our representative.
And talking about trails, I saw that the state of Minnesota, within the bonding legislation, had some connections with the Moorhead to Holly Trail. And then
they're going to do a study. They're at that stage. They're not doing it, but they will be. I think there's money there to go to Fergus, if I remember right. And then the money that had to do with Holly to Moorhead was to study and sort of figure out what kind of plans it would look like.
And that'll connect to the Centennial Fields in Moorhead then? Or will it go all the way to the river, do you think?
You know, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the study. That makes sense to kind of think it out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So what is the most unexpected thing you've run into as mayor of Moorhead?
You know, I'm kind of an issues person, so I always kind of looked at, you know, what things would happen in Moorhead, but I don't think I thought out the celebrity piece of it real well.
A celebrity piece of it?
I think that is just the weirdest.
Going to Hornbacher's and...
Well, yeah, I guess you would call it local celebrity. People know you. You know, and it's not that I've never had that, you know, as an accountant.
Accountants, they're just famous.
Well, you know, but it's sort of like your doctor. You see your doctor at Hornbacher's or something like that. You don't see him very often, but you know that's your doctor, and they're probably going, oh, I know that person. And that's what I did as a CPA, too. You'd run into somebody, and you think, oh, I know them. Who are they? Because they're in the wrong venue.
Yeah.
And so I would do that thinking, I know them, and what am I knowing them from? And then I'll realize as we're talking, I don't know them.
They know you.
They just know me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, it's my Rob Kupak thing that I always say, because I met Rob Kupak, who was as you know him too, a weatherman, and I knew his wife, and I just hadn't met her spouse before. And we're at something, and I have some standard things I say when I'm trying not to insult people that I don't remember their names. And I said, you know, I know we've met before, or, you know, in Delray. And, And he says, I'm the weatherman. I said, oh, okay. Yeah, we haven't met before.
So you're walking through Hornbacher's. People pull you aside. They have issues.
Yeah, sometimes.
Your shopping trips get longer.
They get longer. Most of the time, they're not issues. They just want to meet me.
Good.
Yeah, they're the kindest people in Moorhead.
And you don't have that type of personality, do you?
What kind of personality?
That just attracts, wants that attention, attracts that attention, puts yourself up there on stage and says.
No, and I don't, actually. You know, I'm involved in a lot of things. Some people from Fargo, because I get friends that would tell me this. I was involved in this, and I'm going, who the heck is there? And I'm going, I know who she is. But I do a lot of things behind the scenes, have always, things that are important to me. And there's always somebody, like you, Mark, that likes being in the limelight. And that's not me, but, you know, it's part of my, it really is a big part of my job. If I want Moorhead stuff out there, you need to do it and talk about it.
So the CPA background, that has to help you as you're taking a look at how to run a city like Moorhead. You can put on the green eye shades, you can look down at the numbers and say, this is something that makes sense, this is something that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, and I know people that when you can tell, they'll see numbers and they just glaze over. But, you know, I'm in my element, then it feels comfortable. I don't panic about it. Somebody told me that our auditor was real tickled because he said he wasn't going to, you know, he knew he could talk about it and I would get it right away.
Good.
You know, so it's good. It's good.
Good.
It's useful to know the stuff.
And we're going to have Del Rey stick around after the break. If you'd like to call in, 237-5948, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or you can text at 35270. Del Rey's going to stick around for a couple minutes. This is Mark Ulberg on the Mike McFeely Show on a Wednesday afternoon, and I have the Honorable Mayor, Del Rey Williams, with me. We're going to go straight to the phones. We're going to have Teresa in Moorhead. Teresa, are you there?
Good afternoon, Mayor. How are you?
Am I recognizing your voice, Teresa?
Oh, you might. I was hoping you might expound on how things are going for you in interacting with, say, the sheriff for Clay County when discussing the need for a new jail, or the county commissioners, or our local legislators, or even the other folks on the other side of the river over there in North Dakota.
You know, I enjoy the other people across the street, across the river from us. Early in the game, Mike Williams and I went out for coffee, and he brought out all his plans. And you could tell he'd been dragging them out a few times. So they're very exciting. So, I've gotten kind of a visual of what they're thinking about over there. County commissioners, I should say we are planning, and I don't know how long this has been, but we are planning a joint city council county commissioner meeting that I think is going to end up being in July. And I don't think anybody can remember when that's ever happened before. So I think that's a good thing. It's good for us to do some joint things together and to talk together. And I've met with a number of them, not all of them, but I've met them all, truthfully, but some I've spent more time with than others.
And as we take a look at the Clay County Jail, that's one that's going to, we had a little bit of a reprieve, but now Becker County, down the road from us, is looking at a similar situation that we are. And the question that came up a few weeks ago was, can we do a joint Becker County, Clay County jail? But right. I think the cost really scared Becker County away from doing that joint project with Moorhead, Clay County, and Becker as well.
That's what I heard. I wasn't part of that discussion, so I don't have any additional insight other than what anybody else has read.
So as you talk to Mike Williams, and I've met Mike Williams several times when I was on the council, this idea of rebuilding the bridge between Fargo and Moorhead. You know, in the 60s, when we tore down downtown Fargo, we tore down downtown Moorhead, we really lost that natural connection that existed for almost a century between downtown Fargo and downtown Moorhead. Now it must be exciting to think of the new city hall for the city of Fargo is going to face Moorhead. The Burgum development is going to face Moorhead.
Yep.
Moorhead's looking at some exciting things along the riverfront that'll ease connectivity between the two. How can the two cities work together and make sure that happens over the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, it takes communication between us. being open for those kinds of things. We have some things that that work well with that that they don't necessarily have. We have a lot of green space that we like being green. And so it'll take some work going together. But, you know, we're already doing a lot of things. As you know, we have the Fargo Marathon coming up. And although it's called the Fargo Marathon, it is going through Moorhead. And
again, and it didn't for several years because of the flood.
Yeah. And I actually signed up. You were asking
you signed
about that.
Up.
I signed up. I know I'm nuts because I, if you ever looked at me, I'm not exactly in
well, that makes
great
two of
shape.
Us, so.
but yeah, no, I signed up for the 5K. I thought I'd start with that. And
very good.
And actually, I think of that one as sort of like the Moorhead Run because you start over in Fargo's Civic Center and then you come into Moorhead, kind of whip around in Moorhead a little bit, and then you come back down and go down 8th Street, and then you kind of go, you end up in Island Park. And Island Park actually used to be in Moorhead.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember how long ago it was, but they straightened the river and took a chunk of our green space.
Yes, they did. And if you go down to the dead end road in Woodlawn Park, because that's where I was fighting the flood in 2010, 2011, there's a little monument to the Corps of Engineers for what they did in straightening the river. And I remember Bob Zimmerman was there. And
oh,
I said,
okay.
They could never, ever get this done again to actually change the course of the river in Fargo-Moorhead. That it would just be impossible to do if you try to do it right now.
More interesting. Do you know when it was done? I don't know. I assume it was long before
50s,
I even moved
60s,
in this community.
So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was pretty young. You weren't even born.
No, I wasn't. Sorry, I wasn't here yet. I hear about it.
Yeah, well, I was in Minot then.
So you got a favorite for the hockey game tonight?
You know, I have no clue about hockey.
There's not a geographical.
I sometimes affinity. Have to ask what you know, when somebody will say a team, I'll say, so that's like football?
You're just not big in the sports, though. You just say Spuds.
No, I wasn't one time. You know, Minot is a big hockey place. I used to go to hockey games all the time. Teresa, who just called on it, she and I went to a Fargo Forest game
really?
One time. Yeah, it'd been decades, actually,
wow.
I would say. But it's interesting how much you remember later on.
You know all the plays and you know icing.
Yeah,
they
were trying to explain to me, and I said, oh, I know. I know how that all works.
Really?
Yeah.
You know they're not throwing touchdowns. And.
Yeah, no, I know some of the terms. And,
really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're a hockey gal out in
Minot. I loved hockey, yeah. Well, we had a semi-pro team in Minot.
You did? Who was that?
It was, one time it was called the Raiders, and another time it was called the Rangers. I suppose they were, I didn't follow why it changed, but I suppose it must have been a owner's change or something.
No, you were
like
just
that.
Back to Minot last week. How is Minot doing with their recovery from the flood that they had just a few years ago?
There is a lot of new stuff. It's sort of weird to kind of drive by some areas that, you know, like I rented a house when I was in college and, you know, it's apartment buildings now. I mean, so they did build quite a bit. They actually built 16 motels in the last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine how that quick that went? So
wow.
Really, if you go down there and need a motel, you probably will get one.
This is all for oil, you think?
Yeah, most of it. So most of them are, yeah, in fact, a lot of them invested and made them themselves. So they put their own workers in them.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So on the horizon for Moorhead over the next year, what are you seeing this summer, other than running the marathon, and congratulations on that, what do you see coming forward the next 9 months in the city of Moorhead?
Well, we will have some new businesses. I wish I could tell you what they were, but there are some that will come out this summer. And of course, the Sanford will come out. You will see the Defiant Garden starting with the power plant is going to go down May, June. And then they're going to start getting that ready for what will be, they've been lately calling it the Legacy Garden.
Oh,
actually.
Nice.
And that will be a really nice, but that won't be completely done until next year.
Okay.
Actually, I thought it would be this year, but it sounds like some of the stuff, they'll be doing some plantings and stuff like that, but it won't be in full, let's have an outdoor movie theater kind of event until actually next year.
And I have to ask you this question. The big news for today, I'm going to have Representative Ben Lean on in the 4 o'clock hour. The minimum wage bill that went through the legislature is moving through the legislature. It's going to have a Senate vote today.
Yep.
As a CPA, as someone who has taken a look at the books for businesses, mm-hmm. what type of impact do you think this will have? Will it vary depending on the business? Do you think it'll hurt Morehead moving forward, or do you think it'll benefit Morehead over the long run?
You know, for most businesses, I don't think it'll have any effect at all. Most Morehead businesses are responsible enough that they pay their employees reasonable salaries. What we may find is we may find some differences having to do with restaurants. You know, that will be harder, I would guess, for some. But, you know, truthfully, if they increase their rates, people will still go. I mean, there's no reason why I wouldn't go to Speakeasy. Food's still great. Or Sorello's or any of those Ushers. I'm still going to be there. I mean, I won't be surprised if rates go up a little bit, but, you know, I can handle a quarter or 50 cents or a buck or whatever. You know, that's not going to change why people go there.
And we've seen a lot of the benefits that Representative Lean and Senator Eakin and Representative Mark Ward have brought to Morehead in the last couple of years. Is there anything that the legislature's doing that's got you
excited? Oh, yeah.
Nervous.
Oh, nervous. Not
or nervous. Is it?
I'm excited. It's all pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm really excited in particular about the border cities stuff that I believe Representative Ben Lean introduced. He and I had a lot of discussion about that beforehand of what would benefit most to our businesses locally. And we have gotten some border city money before, and it's like spotty, you know, here and there, and you can't count on it. So you're always being really, you know, holding back on it. But what he introduced that passed in the House will just in this next year, will triple what we're doing now. And then in 2015, we'll triple to 16, 17, 18, 19. I would say that's about eight times what we've got now. You know, so we're going to have to really, in fact, we already planned it. We're going to have an incentive group to rethink that. So the timing is great.
Perfect. Mayor, thank you so much for taking a chunk of the afternoon, coming inside and joining me here on the Mike McFeely Show.
Well, thank you for having me on, Mark.
Thank you, Delray.
Bye-bye.
This is Mark Olmberg on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO.